DNC chair, people saying they're worse off shows GOP has blocked us, Biden has passed major bills to help people. By Ian Hanchett on November 8, 2022. During an interview with ABC News on Tuesday, DNC chair Jamie Harrison stated that poor polling numbers on the economy show that Republicans have, time and time again, blocked many of the policies that we're trying to move, and also argued that Democrats have passed major pieces of legislation to improve the lives of the American people. Host Diane Macedo asked, "Now, poll after poll shows the economy and inflation are the top issues for voters in these midterms. And according to the latest ABC News/Washington Post poll, more than 40% of Americans say they are worse off financially than they were 2 years ago. So, being Democrats have controlled Congress and the White House in that time, many will look at that and say that shows Democratic economic policies aren't working. What's your response to that?" Harrison responded, "No, what it shows is that Republicans have, time and time again, blocked many of the policies that we're trying to move forward. When Joe Biden and Kamala Harris became president and vice president, this country was spiraling. But we passed the American Rescue Plan and got shots in arms, money in people's pockets. We kept many people in their homes. We went on with the Inflation Reduction Act. We also did the bipartisan infrastructure bill. These have been major, major pieces of legislation to improve the lives of the American people. And then when we look at the Republicans, what are they doing? They're either blocking legislation like they blocked the provision on price gouging at the gas pump, or blocking prescription drug costs going down, child care costs, or they're talking about uprooting and pulling out by its roots Social Security and Medicare. Democrats are the only ones with an agenda for working class people. This election's about hope versus fear, but also progress versus people who just want power for power's sake." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.